Welcome to control and monitor your content with Azure CDN Premium Offering. My name is Manling. I'm Program Manager in the Azure CDN team. I joined the team last year and been working in the industry for 4 years now, previously focusing on the China delivery. So this is my colleague, Anton Kusser.
And I've been working in Azure CDN for 2 years now. Previous to that, I've spent over a decade working at Microsoft and all kinds of products from Windows Server, Windows Desktop Search, Windows Media Services,
wow.
And a few years prior on the Azure Media Services before I switched over to go concentrate on the Azure CDN.
So today we're going to talk about the Azure CDN in the platform services. So this is a broader view of the entire cloud services platform. So we are in the Azure CDN with the media services, and we're actually separate product with the media services. And today we're going to look at the entire landscape of the CDN offers. So there are a set of features already supported for all the customers today, including the recent ones we announced, like the country filtering, core analytics, and compression.
And those are things that came out really recently, right? There were less than
a month ago,
right.
Correct. And then later on this year, we are going to introduce standard and premium offering with additional features such as purging, loading everybody's asking for, Origin Shield. There are also other features we are working on, actively working on, such as SSL.
And we did a deep dive earlier this year on at the Ignite session at Chicago. We walked through a large set of these things. And so our focus today is on three of those.
Yes, we're focusing on three areas today, including the Rules Engine and Token Authentication Advance and Core Analytics.
So you're going to do an initial kind of just foundationally in terms of what those core analytics are. Those core analytics are part of both the standard and premium offering. So I'll let you do a kind of an overview of what that is, and then afterwards we'll dive into kind of the layering on top of that with the advanced analytics.
Yeah, sounds good. So for the core analytics, so first thing you can see here, you can see the total number of hits and the percentage. You can see the status code. Based on the status code, you can have a good insight of whether your service is healthy or not.
So this is the one that we're looking at here. It's obviously someone who's getting a large number of hits. I see like billions of hits are coming. The majority of those, like, you know, 67% are 304s.
A lot of hits.
There's 200s that are, you know, those are 23%. And then we have, there's a set of other ones. So what 404s indicates what?
So 404 means the file cannot be found. So when you have a 404, you might want to check with your engineer to see if whether it's expected, if you are doing that intentionally, or you want to follow up to see what is going on.
So if I deployed a website and I removed a set of files from my origin, and now I start trying to hit URLs and nothing exists behind it. This could be a result of a fault.
Exactly. So, and then if you see a lot of 200, which means that the request is giving your file correctly, so that's a good sign. And the next one you are seeing, this is a great, like, very...
it's kind of cool, right? It's got little fingers going up, but I see in that finger, I'm seeing some kind of, like, looks like there's a pattern that's going on.
There's a pattern of it, because when you sleep at night, you have less traffic, and during the day, everybody is going to your website.
So we should all sleep at night in the traffic, right?
Yes, or no, I don't know. So you can see there are two charts here, and then you can see the bandwidth across all the edge nodes, or you can see for a particular region.
So this one, the other one you're showing here is Chicago.
Chicago, and...
And it's kind of similar. Some of the finger patterns kind of disappeared, but it's typical to what you said. It's that kind of up and down. Probably daytime, you see more of a peak versus during the nighttime where it kind of filters off.
Yes, sometimes if you have a service that is pushing out a download or something, you can see a higher spike. But with this, you can compare side to side the node that you're interested in and across all the nodes to see whether the traffic is coming from one or two particular node or across everywhere. Similar thing to the bandwidth, this is from the data transfer. So it's the different units. So you can see from the GB, you have the similar pattern across everything.
They're not a huge user. See, I see from this one, they're doing about
15.
This
one is not huge, but we have definitely customers that are giving a lot of traffic.
So this is one's 15 terabytes. I see also, even in the data transferred, I see that similar kind of pattern of the amount of usage is also, it's kind of going up and down from day to day.
Exactly. All right, the next one is the cache hit. So we talk about the total hits. So I want to know right now whether my hits are coming from the origin versus coming from the edge servers. So I want my hits coming from the server.
And do I want it to look like, do I want
flat? You
want
to look at 100%, but that's ideal situation. Yeah. But most time you get 90 or 95%. These are great numbers. But if you hit really low number, you probably want to dive into see how can you improve your hit ratio. So if you want to get into more details about what's your cache status, you can. There is this great table showing you from the hit miss, which means a hit means that it's coming from 100% coming from the edge server versus miss is directly coming from the origin.
And this is really breaking down. So in the other slide we saw was like, you know, like 99% or that, but you know, what's that, you know, is it all hits? Is it, you know, so when you content is cached at the edge of the CDN, by default we have a 7-day expiration. Mm-hmm. You can control it from, like, if you're Azure Storage, you could go set a cache control header and say, hey, it's 3 days or something like that. And then when that expires on the individual CDN pops, the CDN will go back to the origin
and
will check. Mm-hmm. And that's the what we see with the TCP, kind of the expired miss.
Exactly. So they will check with the origin to see whether there is a updated version and then respond to the users. So these are the Accor analytics. So Anton, if I want to dive into more deep, advanced side of things, what should I?
Yeah, so we were talking earlier, it's like we saw, I mean, that one example is like 404s, but what if I wanted to understand, you know, where, you know, more about, is it like, are the 404s happening now,
or
are they files?
Yep.
So we'll take a look at actually a demo and we'll walk through what we talk about, you know, the supplemental portal will allow us to, you know, when we expose these features, to go and get that deeper dive of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll switch over to that view. So the view you were seeing right here, and this is in the it's one of the advanced analytics offerings. You'll see on the left hand side that there's a whole bunch of individual kind of metrics I can dive into. I can take a look at you know, the cache status, a deeper drill down into what you were just describing. In this case, we took a look at it's the top 250 404 errors. So if we look at those, we can actually see. You know, there's a set of files that are, you know,
that are giving most 404s.
404s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you could go back to your engineer or whoever deployed your website and say, did you delete the file? Is it missing? It might be something a little bit more that's complex in there, but it gives us an insight into some of the, you know, kind of, you know, the view of you know, of what's actually happening on this.
Yeah,
CDN.
So they would know the particular URL that giving the 404s, which were really helpful for them to do the analysis.
Correct. And if I wanted to know kind of a real time.
Oh yeah, I want to check right now if I have 404s for my service. What should I do?
So we can go over to it's the real time stats side of the world, and it's delayed by the view you saw previously. Mm-hmm. Those are all, we collect logs from all the CDN edges. It's delayed by a number of hours before you actually, you know, you'll see all those reports getting aggregated together. But if I want to see it delayed by only like a minute or two, I can actually go to this report here. And we're seeing it coming in. So there's not a large amount of traffic on the current.
I see it's coming in right now.
So it's about 1.2 megabits per second. But we can scroll down here. We can say, are there CNA 404s? And in this case, you know, they're all, we see 15 hits per second. They're all 200s, which is good. So it's all hitting the edge of the CDN. It's not going back to the, I'm probably getting a pretty good cache hit ratio. And there's doesn't look like I have currently any 404 issues.
Yeah, so if I have a live event, I can have my engineers to staring at the monitoring.
Correct.
Or do I always need to go to this portal to
see it? No, I mean, so if you wanted to do a more integrated solution, or if you just wanted to, you know, when you wake up in the mornings, when the CDN traffic comes up, and say, you know, is there something wrong? Is there something happening? I can do two things here. So we'll take a look at setting up real-time alerts. And they allow me to do two different things. They allow me to both send out emails, or I could do like a post command. We'll take an example of, in this case, we have two alerts set here. One that's to trigger for any kind of 400 errors, the other one for particularly 404. So if we look at how that was set up, so if I click on the configuration for that one, we will see that, so I've set it up so if there are, and we can change this where I could actually put in, you can see there's a wide range of,
yes.
I could do 404s per second, I could do 300s, 200s, cache hitters expired. In this case, we selected that, you know, the particular trigger value, so it's 10 per second. And if we...
Obviously, I don't want to receive emails for every single...
No, and
I mean,
you might, depending on what it is, you might want higher or lower, so you can really configure what this is. And in this case, it will send me a... a notification by email. You can specify who it goes to.
Oh,
in this case,
good.
We're going to do the AzureCon
yes.
2015 mm. email AOs because they're probably still sound asleep, so they're going to wake them up in case they are. And we can put in, you know, we can control this and have what's in the subject line and the body line. And additionally, if we want to do more tighter integration, I could actually, there's ability to do a post where I could do a post command, and then I could kind of integrate that in maybe with a web apps application inside of Azure to do something based on that, you know, maybe log that information, do much more complex kind of logic around that.
Yeah, these are great features. So I'm very interested to see like where my requests are coming from, like which regions, which countries.
So and that comes into, so if I want to take a look at, you know, as you were saying, the countries are there, like what are the top countries that are coming down? We go over to what the advanced HTTP reports. And in this case, we're seeing it's the world map. And let's take a look and we'll scroll down and see. And this is, you'll see in each one of these, I can break it out in terms of by week, by month. I could do a custom report if I wanted to really go back further in time or a very specific date. Let's say there was, you know, there was 404s in a particular period of time, and I want to see, well, what's the traffic light across the world? You know, who might have been causing that? I can go scroll down there. So if we scroll down, we actually see, so actually United States and Australia are the majority of the load that's coming in. So, you know, 61.5% of the hits are coming in from the United States. But if I wanted to go over and say, hey, let me drill down into Europe, we can go pop over to Europe and see what do you think that while I go pull this up, what the top country might be in Europe on that one.
So this is great. I can share it to my marketing people, and then they will know who are the audience, and they can target these particular people in that region.
That is one use of it. So in this case, so you might be going after people in Ireland, and I've noticed it's all green, so it's kind of, you know, it's good. So that's kind of the look at across kind of the advanced analytics. And you saw we only touched on a few of these. We need to have a much deeper session to really go into the to the richness that's offered by these. And we're targeting these for a release later this year. So the next piece that we want to talk about, we were talking about both control and monitoring. So that was around the monitoring side. Now now you understand. It's like, hey, here's what's happening with the CDN, and you know, maybe I want to control it. I want to change it or restrict. And so token authentication is a capability that we're working on that will allow you to do authentication before content's delivered to the CDN. So, you know, common scenarios, I might be doing media streaming, and let's say I have the rights to playback, you know, the Manlings, what you might be coming out with, your Manling Sports Center for just US market. You give me the rights for that. Well, I could use token authentication to do that, where I basically would put a token, and a token is, it's in the query string, it's an encrypted token that goes in there, and there's criteria that's defined inside of that. So I can basically say, here is the, you know, country that's allowed, and that will be encrypted in that token. And when it comes to the CDN will decrypt the token for every request and go check and see, you know, where are you coming from? It's going to take the IP address you made the request from, check and see, oh, it's the US, or if you happen to be, let's say it was Ireland. If you've flown over to Ireland for a vacation and try to connect in, we might deny you because we've decided not to allow you, we don't have the rights for that. And it can also do things such as, it's also token authentication is kind of popular with like hot linking. Someone had your content, you know, you publish
and pass my URL to my friend who viewed the content.
Exactly, or they might have. Or the typical hot linking is, you know, I have a big website, e-commerce. Maybe it's Manling's big e-commerce website, and you're making money off of the ads that are being presented from there. And you got your, you know, really cool videos that are being shown, you know, for your trip over to Ireland. And now someone you found out when you took a look at like those advanced analytics that, you know, you're looking at refers, and that's a good way to look at it. Wait, there's a bunch of websites that are like deep linking my content and putting over there. So how do I prevent
showing
that?
To people I don't want them?
Exactly.
Want them to
and
see.
So you could do it with token authentication. So you could specify by country. You could restrict by IP. You can even say you could put in things. You could actually put in the refer and say, hey, if it's this particular refer, block it. So there's a large level of control that you can do with token authentication. So rules engine, when we talk about control, we want to have that deep level of control sometimes that goes beyond just kind of, you know, like if I was in Azure storage, I could set things such as the cache control. So we said earlier, when we're caching content on the CDN, we get 7 days is kind of the default TTL that's on it. So rules engine allows me to control those things in pretty much any, it allows me to control when requests come in from the edge to, you know, at a very fine granularity control what happens, like do I allow, do I deny, do I restrict, do I change like the behavior. And so it works on a basis of basically a match. So I match it to something such as we were talking about, you know, like a country like Ireland, and then I can have a particular action that I can take on that. And
so this gives more control of the things we just talked about, including the token authentication or for force referral, blocking them.
Correct.
Right?
So we'll pop over to one more demo and to kind of give you an example of the types of things you can do from that. So we'll move over to Rules Engine. And we have a set of different rules that we have set up. The first one, it's more of a basic one that we set up here. So this is for the deep linking or the hot linking.
I want to block people who.
Right. And so in that case, you know, maybe it happened that it was. Someone had set up AzureCon2015.com, you know, and they were deep linking my content and taking away all that money that you were getting from your ads. We could easily set up, you know, a match. And this isn't really deep protection, but it's this lightweight protection I could put in place. There's other mechanisms we could use to control it more deeply, but it's a lightweight way to kind of prevent someone just on the referrer where, you know, I'm going to do a match on top of that, and then I can deny access. You can see if I can click on this, we have to hit the edit here first. So if we do the edit on here, he'll allow me. I can see these are all the different matches that I can do on this.
Can I set up for my particular endpoint, my particular domain name?
You could. So you could match it. You'll see on here where you pick the referred domain, but you could pick, you know, the CNAME that's associated with your endpoint to go use that as the mechanism to block.
Or I can see the path or a different URL.
Yeah, so you could trigger a rule based on a particular thing in a path. You could use a regex expression inside that path to change it. You could do a simple kind of wildcard expression in there. Or you might say, hey, I'm always going to block.
For everyone.
Then I just turn off the whole, and now everything's blocked completely. And I'd want probably a little better control than doing it that way.
That's a very rich set of matches that I can do.
And so the other one we take a look at is one that's a bit more of a complex rule that's in here. And in this case, we said we're going to turn off token authentication for the AzureCon2015.html page, and then we're going to change around kind of the TTL, so the amount of time that it stays on the edge. So we were saying it's 7 days is your default. You could go into Azure Storage. You could, if that's where your content was coming from, and you could go and, you know, set a you know, cache header on the individual blobs are inside of Azure Storage to change it. But if I want simpler control, or maybe not simpler, but it is control over everything really easily, I can use this where I'm basically
saying max age for all the files,
right.
Everything.
And so in this case, we said, hey, let's reduce it to 4 days. And then for the external max age, we said, you know, perhaps you want the cache response header or the cache header that goes across to the client to say something lower. So they come back more often to check for updates. And so in this case, we said, okay, let's every 4 hours, because your Manling blog might be updated very often, so I don't want you to cache things too often, so I can have you come back to go and check for those capabilities.
So my edge server will have that value. What about my client side?
Yeah, so that's exactly. So the force internal max age is going to do the edge server, and then the external max age, that's what you're going to set. You're actually going to change
the
response header that goes back. So your max age in this case would be set to 4 hours. It's actually done in seconds, but it would be a second value. But it would equate to 4 hours that goes across to the client.
So today we cover some advanced features, including token authentication, rules engine, core, and advanced analytics.
And those are all things that allow you to monitor and see what's happening on the CDN. And then additionally, if you need to control and adjust or, you know, add, you know, richer behavior to on your all your services that you're building on top of Azure by just putting Azure CDN in front of it.
And there are a lot of new features are coming very soon. Thank you for joining us today.